The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's show is brought to you in part by DC Universe. Imagine if all the DC stuff you love, movies, comics, collectibles, original DC shows, etc., existed in one place. Well, that's DC Universe. It's designed just for DC fans, and it even has this comic reader that lets you read comics on your big screen. Join the Ultimate DC membership today at DCUniverse.com. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California. It's Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018, and it's also name tag show and time. Do we have any? Okay, good. We got some. That's exciting. What's that figure you're holding up?
It's a Funko Pop doll of Hammond from Jurassic Park.
Funko Pop of Hammond from Jurassic Park. And what... what does that have to do with anything? Is your name Hammond?
No.
No. So you just brought a thing and held it up. Here's my name tag. Oh, some jumbo donuts? Donetties? Wow. I mean, I didn't know Hostess made jumbo mini donuts. That is a very strange concept. And I will, I should say for the listeners that there's a whole thing of them just sitting here on the table waiting for me. So I will toss those throughout the show. Oh, did I describe any other name tags? Just that one. Oh, what's this Michael Myers thing over here? It's what? Michael Myers smoking a bong? Is that why you're sitting alone over there? You're so isolated, because everyone's like, I'm not going to... Mike Myers is bad enough, but when he's got a fucking bong in his hand, he's just going to, you know, break that off and stab me with it. And what's your name?
Mark.
Mark. So how does that... Okay, thanks, everybody. The name tags are becoming so less and less name taggy. More just random shit. Doug plugs this Saturday, October 6, 2018. Doug Loves Movies comes for the first time to Reno, Nevada at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club in a hole in the ground at Pioneer Center at 4:20. I'm really hoping for a good turnout for this. I do not expect it. Wednesday, October 10th, Doug Loves Movies returns to Helium in Philadelphia. #gas. And I'm doing stand-up and a Doug Loves Movies at the Improv in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, October 11th and Sunday, October 14th. Oh, San Francisco on Halloween. Wear costumes. I don't care. For all of my dates and deets. I mean, if you want to, wear them. No, but it's fun to have movie-themed name tag costumes on Halloween. And I always have fun when we do the show in San Francisco on Halloween. But for all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
That was so relaxed. It was almost like you were saying dot calm. Which should be the address of very calming websites. What's it called? ASMR or whatever. I brought a bunch of stuff in the prize bag for tonight, starting with a Accidental Comedy Fest poster that they gave me when I did that in Cleveland a few weeks ago. This is kind of fun. These are silicone gummy trays that you can use to make gummies. It looks like kind of like an ice cube tray, but it's a little round gummy thing. So if you're, you know, if you end up making your own weed snacks, that'd be fun. Oh, here's a shirt that's got something on it that I don't know why anyone would want to walk around with that on their shirt, but it says, "Fuck Big Farm," and they do that thing where it's an asterisk instead of a U and fuck. So I guess that. It makes it, you can wear it to an elementary school. Nobody's going to have a problem with it. Well, maybe I'll just put these donuts in the prize bag because I don't want to waste time throwing donuts because we got a lot to pack in tonight. But also a Douglas movie sticker. And the stuff brought by my four guests tonight, it's a terrific lineup, as it often is here in Los Angeles. Please give it up for Demi Adigi-Ibe, Aparna Nancharla, Matt Besser, and Kumail Nanjiani.
Hello.
Let's meet them individually, shall we? All previous guests on the show, so I'm going to just go old school, old fashioned, and start with the lady on the panel. It's Aparna Nancharla, everybody. Is this your first time doing the show in L.A.?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
It's nice to have you here. You've done it in New York at the Gramercy.
Yeah, the holiday
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and you get to see now how much less interest there is in the show here in Los Angeles. than in New York.
It's hard to... A week to week. Ooh, who can do it?
This isn't even week to week. It's like every couple of weeks. But, you know, people have things to do. I understand.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Donuts.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to chuck one of these at somebody.
Those are the female donuts, right?
Yeah. I bet these are at least 3 years old. These were made years ago.
I just opened it.
No, but they were, I mean, look at
them. They're made and then they sit around for a while.
Yeah.
Do they have cream in them?
Until they're aged.
Do they have cream in them? That was the creepiest thing. I don't know why.
Hey, you got cream in you? I'll find some cream.
Oh.
Anything.
Matt loves cream.
Well, I feel like that's the only reason to get Hostess is something with some cream in it. This seems boring to me.
All right, give it back.
Yeah.
If you're bored by that donut. Mm-hmm.
Do you want it?
I'm gonna put them in the.
No, I was
bag.
Gonna also pass.
All
it
right,
back.
I'll throw another one. Yeah, good luck with that.
It's nice that they're packaged now.
Heads up.
Yeah, they're
so no mess.
Individual.
Oh, that
package.
Is a good point. The individual packaging really is nice for. I did a club in Chicago, the Zanies in Rosemont, and they would give me. They go, if you're gonna throw donuts, could you put them in these plastic bags? So on my table is a bunch of plastic bags. So I'd put a donut in it, seal it up, and then chuck it at somebody.
And would you yell "fuck the earth" as you did it?
Wait, because that's worse for the earth, all those plastic bags?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So you don't think these should be individually wrapped?
No, I don't think those should be.
I'm imagining people coming to see a Douglas movies tapings and them having to put the donuts in the individual pouches, like when you see a comedian, they don't want their set taped, and you have to put your phone in those weird lock boxes.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. And then you throw them out.
You should get a donut as you put your phone in there. You should get a prize for having to do that.
It's a trade-off. Trade-in.
Donuts for phonuts. That was half a joke.
Which half?
Yeah, the first half.
The middle.
Just set
middle.
Up is not half a joke. All right. That's a sentence.
You're going to get the end by the end of this podcast.
Cannot wait for the punchline to phone nuts as donuts.
He's going
to
have you naked by the end of this pod. What are you doing out here in California, Aparna? What's up? Why do we get to have you here?
Right. Ooh. I'm writing for a show that will be on Apple's new platform. The yet to be named. If you guys want to name it, feel free.
How about Scrapple?
That's great. Scrapple banana, we're doing it.
Such good ideas.
And, why do you get to decide? That's weird.
I'm just going to relay it back to HQ.
What is the show?
It's a workplace comedy about a video game company. It's
I know those.
Yeah,
I know
you
that
know.
Show.
You
yeah,
know
yeah,
those.
Yeah.
You know.
I keep my tabs on all video game shit.
Video games, Deadline, you got to know everything. But that's why I'm here.
Awesome. Oh, applause for that.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, Apple needs to have their hands in more stuff. Demi Adiji eBay is here, everybody.
Hi.
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, not much.
What's this treat you're eating over there?
I'm eating peach rings, gummy peach rings.
But they are shaped like donuts, too.
Yeah, I'm not tossing these. These are for me.
What, you really just brought a snack?
I went to 7-Eleven to get a thing, and then, yeah, while I was there, I also got a snack.
Can I say something? I love peach rings. These are not good.
Oh, yeah, no.
These 7-Eleven ones that don't taste like peach.
Mm. Yeah, and here I got two of them that are inseparable. Like, it's eat both or fuck off. They really will not come apart.
One's the Oscar, one's
I'm afraid.
Alien.
I'm putting it in the prize bag.
Someone else will get all the prizes that. Stick together.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you up to besides snacking?
It's mostly snacking. I'm working on the Late Late Show, writing my weird musical bits for them, and then also doing. Thank you. Also doing Punch Up the Jam, my musical podcast, where we take hit songs and then rewrite them to be bad joke songs. Thank you.
What was the last song you did?
We did Kokomo today.
Oh, that song
current.
Is shitty enough.
We tried. Finally. We want to make it as modern as possible.
Someone's going
to
bring down Kokomo, finally.
Next week is Cotton Eye Joe. It's not.
My daughter did a Burning Down the House parody on the way to California.
Your daughter's more hip than I am.
Yeah.
And what was the gist of it?
Pooping on the house. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So she's on top of a house?
Who's not laughing is my question. What's your problem, asshole? Pooping on the house? That's hilarious. Imagine that.
That's Matt Besser, everybody. What's your new thing that you're doing?
Trying to get on a Parnas show, this video game show.
Right?
Yeah.
I think we all want to be on that. Yeah. But what's...
No, I got a new podcast out on Stitcher Premium called My Dead Wife, The Robot Car. My Dead Wife, played by Mary Holland. It's a 10-part series. It's about a...
Who plays the robot car?
Mary Holland.
She plays all the things?
She's dead my wife. Dead wife, the robot.
Oh,
car, yeah.
Shit, I'm stupid.
She dies and becomes a robot car?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or were you married to a robot car that then dies?
No, the first one.
I was really excited about a show that had a dead wife and a robot car.
I got to get home to my wife. I don't want her to know about the robot car.
You could watch Minority Report. That has those.
Dead wives?
And robot cars.
And robot cars.
So that's on Stitcher Premiums?
Yeah.
And Stitcher Premi, and
that's awful.
I think you.
Let's stitch up the Premi.
Stitching up
right.
The Premi.
Hilarious.
And that's Kumail Nanjiani, everybody. Who did a stage reading last night for charity. All the money went to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to put money into it to keep that going. And
I thought it was a weird cause.
Let's raise some money for cancer. And but you did, with a lot of interesting array of people, you did a reading of James L. Brooks' screenplay for Terms of Endearment.
Yeah.
And I mean, I almost went to it. I had tickets, but I didn't end up getting to go. But the thing I was most excited about is Calista Flockhart was one of the people reading the script. And so I thought, well, Harrison Ford's going to be there. Two earrings, looking like he doesn't want to be there. And when I saw pictures today on the internet that did happen.
Yep, he was there. It was great. I talked to Harrison Ford last night. Y'all ain't shit.
I just want to meet him because I want to tell him that Star Wars movies suck from now on because he's no longer going to be in them. Yeah. He is always my favorite character.
We don't know that.
Great point.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
What's he going to do? He's dead.
Hey. Ghost memory.
You're asking me to write the Star Wars movies?
But also, I think Harrison Ford would be hard to get him out of bed to be in yet another Star Wars movie. I think he, around Empire, I think he was begging Lucas to just kill him off.
Yeah.
Like, just let him die.
I mean, he does not like having a job.
He likes to fly planes. Poorly.
Yes. Golf courses.
No, yeah, he likes to fly planes, but landing them is another deal altogether.
Well, that's the easiest way to get out of doing more jobs.
Well, that's some real peach ring wisdom right there.
Man, you tore through those.
Yep. I opened the bag as I came out here.
But okay, so it's a stage reading, so everybody sits like this with the scripts on little stands and they read it, but you like rehearse a little bit, you were saying?
Yeah, we did a pretty long rehearsal for it, but
it's also extremely dramatic.
Yeah, no, everybody was crying.
Yeah, and but the scene where Shirley MacLaine in the movie is screaming about give her the drugs, give my daughter the drugs.
Yeah.
Did Calista Flockhart get that nuts reading that scene?
Yeah, it was very heartbreaking. Calista Flockhart was very, very good. And it was great because that movie's so... If you haven't seen Terms of Endearment, people remember it as like this very sad movie, which it is. But it's also very funny. It's got like great lines in it. So it was like for the first half, it was killing. And then the second half, everyone was crying. It's perfect.
Okay, now I'm glad I didn't go.
It was so
I didn't want to
fun.
Meet Harrison Ford with my makeup all runny.
James L. Brooks was there. That was very exciting.
Yeah, that's super neat. All right, well, congratulations on that.
And we really helped cancer out, too, so.
Yeah, just, you know, keep it going.
About time. They almost got rid of that thing.
Well.
Cancer?
Yeah. Not anymore, thanks to Camille.
I heard, I'm not going to say who the source was, but I heard the reason there's still cancer is because of the Dems. So.
For a second, I thought that was your nickname for me, and I was like, what did I do?
Dems.
Could be your new nickname.
Hey, Dems.
What do you want?
I can't believe, anyway. let's discuss the prize bag. What do you have for the bag tonight, Matt Besser?
Well, I don't have anything for my project, so I'll have some old stuff. So
okay.
I got my Besser Breaks the Record stand-up album available on Amazon as well, and my Freak Dance movie with the Matt Besser baseball card signed in it. Nobody has that.
Pass it down. Slide it like down the bar like a Western. Demi?
I brought a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos. Yeah! And then a t-shirt that says September 21st on it. Woo! Which is part of a thing. Every year on September 21st, I release a video of me dancing to September by Earth, Wind, and Fire and with some like weird choreography to it.
Sure.
And this year, I sold shirts for charity, for RAIN Races, and the National Center for Transgender Equality. And here's one of those shirts. Gratis, without having to help charity. And then I have four copies of The Woman in Black, Angel of Death.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, why?
What?
Wow.
I don't know.
They're different formats?
Yeah, I have two DVDs, two Blu-ray. The Woman in Black 2, Angel of Death.
It's the first one, it's got Harry Potter
yes,
in it.
Yes, the second one has no one.
It says starring no one.
Yeah.
Wait, it has the guy, Daniel Radcliffe, or actually Harry Potter?
I don't...
No spoilers.
That's okay. Such a muggle question.
I know. I
yeah, you
myself.
Fucking squib.
Wow.
Isn't that what it's called?
I don't know. But that like sounded harsh.
Damn squids.
Squids.
Isn't that what it is? The term for someone who's non-magical, magical oh. person? Yeah.
Are
is
squibs a squib? Like the Dems of Harry Potter?
Yeah. Mm.
What do you have for us, Aparna?
I forgot about the prize bag
until
I
got it.
No, it's okay, but I found some Roundup candy.
What?
It's okay. You're right to not be impressed.
It's open.
No.
There's candy missing from it.
Nope.
It's very light.
You know this is a podcast, and there's no way for me to defend myself to the people at home.
It really is like half full of these things.
It's like half full.
Well,
like somebody just wandered into the store.
Oh, there's some chewed gum inside it.
Doug, that was actually for you.
Is it gum?
What is Roundup? I've never had Roundup candy.
I think it's like candy cigarettes. I think it's just, you just buy it.
I love these ingredients. Dextrose, cornstarch, corn syrup, tapioca.
It's all...
All my favorite candies,
it's
tapioca flavored.
It's from the old times.
Are you... Nice. Nice. Nice.
Are you getting a nice buzz?
Won't fucking light. Won't light. These cigarettes are bullshit.
Okay, and for all you film fiends, I got this week's Entertainment Weekly.
Ooh, yeah, with long hair Jamie Lee Curtis on there.
An American American Cinematographer Magazine.
Oh, that's nice. That is right on topic.
I love it.
Oh, 2013.
Mm-hmm. I'm very current with my prizes.
I love American Cinematography that you can read stuff like, I decided to point the camera in the direction of the actors.
I turned the light on and then hit record.
Are you flipping through the ZW looking for your own image?
No. I'm looking to see if there's a review of Halloween in there because Halloween's on the cover. I
oh, maybe not, though, because they want, you know... Halloween.
They're reviewing holidays?
The movie...
Oh, this is my favorite one. Yom Kippur, 1 star. Really boring.
Oh,
Jesus didn't come back. This Easter gets 2 stars.
Hard to understand.
All right, cool. What do you got, Camille?
I got 2 things.
You brought a bag.
Well, just because.
Can we keep the bag?
I brought a Blu-ray DVD of our movie, The Big Sale. And a poster signed by me, and I tracked down the co-writer of it, and she got to sign it too, so.
Who co-wrote that with you?
My wife!
Just one copy, huh?
It's only on one format, so whoever wins tonight might be watching Lady in Dead 2. Lady in Dead.
Lady in Dead.
Well,
Lady
all of that.
In Dead.
Is that, did your daughter do that parody?
Is pooping tonight. Cheek to cheek.
Okay, right? That works, that works.
Yeah, sometimes they write themselves. Okay, so I got a quick question for each of you before we get to the game portion. Matt, why is there a letter in front of you? A postage letter.
This, oddly enough, that baseball card we're giving away. Mm-hmm. Like, that was made like 5 years ago by Topps Baseball.
Okay.
I still get almost weekly... letters from collectors. I'm just opening this now. Some pretend to be a fan of mine. Some think I'm a baseball player.
Well, they just want to complete their collection?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they'll ask me to autograph it and return it to them. But let's see what this person says. Thank you, Mr. Besser. Thank you for your time. I would greatly appreciate it if you would sign your card for me. I just found out that there were baseball cards of some of my favorite comedians. Oh, this guy... actually researched it. You've done a really cool thing with the UCB. So this guy actually...
Oh, he Googled and found...
Well, sometimes they do, and it'll be like the last thing I did that I had like a line on. So I love your work and fresh off the boat, you know. I was in the background of a scene.
Yeah, you just walked in and went, hey, everybody, I'm white.
Yeah. I'm not off the boat.
All
someone
right.
went, oh...
I love the bulletin board here at UCB in the office because you walk by it and glance at it, and they just you get lots of fan mail for anybody that performs here anytime. Yeah. So, and a lot of times it is the return address stamped envelope thing, like just send me your autograph.
But there's also many Donald Glovers back there, like 100.
And he's never going to come by. People would never show up. Camille, have you ever gotten your mail off of the wall back there?
I have not looked.
You should check.
I don't think I don't think people associate me with the UCB necessarily.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell myself.
You probably have lots of stuff on the bulletin board at the closed comic book store. Yeah. No. Oh,
how dare you!
Oh, he's crying.
Too soon.
We did get melt down on me. We did used to get stuff at the Meltdown back when I was alive.
That makes sense. Matt, you waste a lot of time with that letter, so let's go to Demi. Matt, why is it just sitting there on the table?
I would lose it otherwise. Am I going to leave it in the green room?
What was the last movie you saw?
I never get out to the movies, but I do watch the Netflix movies sometimes. I enjoy the sci-fi movies they make on the Netflix. Which one did I see? Extinction, I think one of them was called. Anybody see that?
What happens in it?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Hence the question.
Well, give me the categories. Is it monsters, boogans, aliens?
It's post-apocalyptic, you think. And it has a very Philip K. Dick kind of twisty. I like any movie where at some point one of the characters realizes that they're a robot and they look down at their own intestines. They're like, oh, fuck. I'm a robot.
This explains why I'm never hungry.
That's why I haven't pissed in 50 years.
This is why I'm not participating in this pooping I hear so much about. Yeah.
That's
I've
why
got a house, but I can't poop
down
on
the
it.
House joke.
But you give a thumbs up to this Extinction movie?
It's not the best. I enjoy it, though.
Okay.
Other movies you watch, you're like, that would have been really good if it was like an hour.
Like a TV show?
Like a Black Mirror episode. That's why I always think.
Those are perfect length for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you guys, has anyone here seen that movie?
No, we established that once already.
I thought there'd be one person. Okay, that's all I got.
Okay.
Before I Fall, have you guys seen that one?
Where yeah, the girl one keeps was dying. She keeps dying?
She keeps dying. And it's like Groundhog Day.
Who is that? Chloe Grace Moretz? Happy Death Day? Is that what you're talking about?
Am I? Is it called Before I Fall? Yeah.
Chloe Grace Moretz, is that who was in it?
No.
No, you're thinking of If I Stay.
You squib.
If I Stay. Shit.
Those are
similar titles.
Before I Fall and If I Stay are two very different titles.
I don't know, man.
They're both three words.
Those two, lump them in with the Big Sick, they all sound the same to me. It's just three words that don't mean anything. So, I knew someone who was disappointed that there was illness in the Big Sick.
We had so many clues. If you got to the third word of the title, you knew what was up.
I was sold at the. I didn't need the rest of it.
Definite article. I'm into this.
Do you feel, though, Kumail, now that some time's gone by, that I have a theory about the Big Sick, and that's that it is a hilarious comedy in the movie theater, and then just watching it on a device, it's just sad. It's just a drama. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I really hate it. No, it's...
But you know what I mean? The dramatic aspect of it, like... It's heightened. It's
heightened
because you're not laughing the whole time.
Right,
because
right,
there are jokes
right.
that are hilarious when you're sitting with people.
Right.
But when you're by yourself, it's still people joking around in a hospital.
There are some things that were like... That got huge laughs in the theater, and then when I saw it with like a smaller crowd, got like a very different emotional reaction.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it works either way. I didn't want to be insulting.
The atmosphere is tense. Yeah.
Doug has one fucking candy cigarette and suddenly...
I get so crazy on those that I can't control my comments. Were we still on
Demi? What did you see?
We still haven't gotten to Demi yet?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Before I Fall.
What was your last movie or fan letter?
I saw First Man.
You saw First Man?
Yeah. Oh, it was good. It's not like... Did someone just say, eh? Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm over space movies, especially ones that are based on real stories, because we know this Ryan Gosling character lives, because he's been in other movies.
You think he lives?
But has he been in any movies after that? No.
That's a good point.
So maybe he dies
in
this
one. That's
a
really good point.
Maybe that's the last Ryan Gosling movie.
Does he ever do one of these in it? Does he ever go... Like
Nice Guys
and La La Land. Yeah. He does like jump, when he jump takes.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you're yeah. right.
It like should be when he sees the moon. Oh, it's right there.
Yeah. He does.
Oh, moon. So much bigger than I've seen it before. I thought it was going to be this big. First Man.
But what's the name of the astronaut? Do you know that it's about?
Neil Armstrong?
Yeah.
What?
What did
you? Because you just said he might not live, and he lived.
It's Seb from La La Land. It's a continuation of that story.
Yeah, he's going to open up a tapas and jazz place on the moon.
It's about Louis Armstrong.
I thought it was about Lance Armstrong. Why did that not work? The other Armstrongs work?
Because Lance Armstrong did jazz.
I just got here. Stretch Armstrong.
Oh, yeah.
Stretch Armstrong. I just got here. Were you guys talking about that?
Hey, remember when...
Oh, his family was killed by Stretch Armstrong. So that guy is out of here.
Yeah, that was weird. Of all the things.
Of all the things. So you thought it was fine.
I thought it was good, but I do... So it's like very boring half of the time, and then the other half is just insanely tense action sequences. So it's weird to be like on the edge of my seat and then just be like, oh, I don't give a fuck about what they're saying right now. And then, oh, it's happening
again.
Oh,
it's not like slow and then tense. It's like back and forth, back and forth.
But it's like...
Who are they shooting at in the movie?
Who are they shooting at?
Yeah.
What do you mean shooting at?
You mean
kidding.
Who are the cameras shooting at?
Shooting the moon? What were you? What
They're
was your
shooting
joke?
The moon.
Yeah. Was it a callback?
What's
to the
action
American
movie?
Oh no! Just the going to like any flight sequence in the movie, or like any time they have to do anything.
Fighting
like,
aliens, I guess.
Yes, it's a lot like Extinction.
Cool.
He looks down. It's like, oh shit! I'm Neil Armstrong.
I get it.
And then the soundtrack's like.
Scooby-dooby-dooby-dooby, going to the moon.
You know the words. You know the words.
I've listened to the soundtrack a couple of times.
But that's interesting. Damien Chazelle did La La Land and then was like, now I'm going to do a movie about going to space. Seems like he's talented enough to.
He's done music movies in a row. Yeah, he did three. Before that was Whiplash, and then before that was The Grand Piano. Is that what it was called?
Well, he wrote that, yeah. But he also made a movie, Guy and Madeline on Park Bench, that was another jazz musical. The man loves jazz.
All right, and going to the moon.
And going the two things that he loves.
I heard Gosling gives a low key but good performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Oscar worthy?
No.
Okay. Wow. All right, I'll tell them to suspend their campaign.
They might as well. I've declared it, so Claire Foy might is good.
All right. Parna, what was the last movie
I
you saw?
I saw A Simple Favor.
Okay, with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
I mean, that is the last movie I saw in a theater. I make a small appearance in it. That's why Demi gasped.
What happens in your scene?
I mean, it's about a bunch of like kind of rich moms. So I'm just one of the other moms who's like always worried about what's happening.
Like, what's one of your lines?
Oh.
And this is a normal movie?
Yeah.
Not like...
It's like a campy thriller.
That was my line in Fresh Off the Boat.
Loved your work in that. Sign this card.
All right, Camille. It's up to you. Bring it home.
I saw two recently. I'll name them both. I saw A Star Is Born, the new A Star Is Born.
Scoop.
Well, First Man's a scoop.
That's not even coming out for a while. Star is Born comes out.
Extinction. No one's seen it. It's a huge scoop.
I'm just excited about Star is Born because, you know, some of the characters could die in it. Neil Armstrong's not going to die.
No.
Not Star in a timely manner.
And then...
You want to say what you thought of it first, or you want to...
Yeah.
Oh, what was the second movie? Give us the second movie.
I saw Mandy. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh,
all right. Mandy and Stars Born.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Head to head in brackets. Which one wins?
Very similar vibes.
Yeah.
You can't compare them because, I cried in A Star is Born. And Mandy's like if Nicolas Cage was a movie. Like the whole movie is Nicolas Cage. I don't know how they got everyone to act like, I think they were like, hey, what that guy's doing? Everybody do that. Everybody's Nicolas Cage in it. It's great.
I saw at Fantastic Fest, I saw Between Worlds, which is another new Nicolas Cage movie.
Did you like
and
that?
And he is hilarious in it, and the rest of the movie doesn't feel like they know that this is a Nicolas Cage movie. Yeah. It's like the opposite of Mandy. It's
Did
just
you sort
see of like
Mandy?
Everyone's just kind of running around Nicolas Cage being a nut, and he's very funny in it.
And it's everyone's being a normal
hilarious.
Human being.
Everything or you know, bad some bad acting too, I guess. But
did you see Mandy?
Nuh-uh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very good.
But she came and she gave without taking.
She pooped without eating. I'm just going to pitch to your daughter now.
Okay.
I'm gonna
work
be a,
on it.
I'm going to be a ghostwriter for her.
Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin. We got name tags. And a Funko Pop doll. A couple of them. A couple of people brought those randomly. But, Camille's not even going to get up out of his seat. He just got his Dinesh doll. But everybody else, please go select a name tag that you'd like to play on behalf of. And while you do that, we'll do this.
How did they know that I was going to be here?
I did say clues? We were going to have an Oscar nominee here.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I said an Oscar losing individual is going to be here. So anyway, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Espresso Monster. When you need an extra burst of energy but don't have time to wait in line, grab Espresso Monster. Espresso Monster is a premium blend of smooth espresso and cream packaged in an 8.4-ounce can. It's just the right size and perfect for when you're on the go. Each can has 3 shots of espresso blended with European milk, just the way the Italians do it. At 150 to 160 mg of caffeine per can, it's sure to give you the energy you need to conquer the day. Espresso Monster has 2 delicious flavors to choose from, espresso and cream, and vanilla espresso. Produced in Denmark and the Netherlands, Espresso Monster is made with freshly brewed espresso coffee, hormone-free milk, and a unique energy blend that's complete with taurine and B vitamins. They sent a few cases to DLM HQ, and they did not stick around for very long. Everyone seems to enjoy the taste and subsequent energy boost. Close your eyes, take a sip, and enjoy Espresso Monster today. Today's show is also brought to you in part by DC Universe. Do you like DC? Love DC? Or are you what some people might call obsessed with DC? Then you need to get DC Universe. It's the only place you can watch the all-new live-action Titans, which premieres this fall. Not to mention Young Justice, Outsiders, Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing, Stargirl, and Harley Quinn, which will be coming your way in 2019. New episodes come out every week, which means you'll always have something to look forward to. DC Universe has features that you just have to see for yourself, like a world-class comic reader that even works on your big-screen TV. A thoughtfully curated, regularly refreshed library of 2,500 modern and classic titles. A members-only store full of exclusive merchandise and discussion forums filled with fans and talent discussing all things DC. This isn't another streaming service, because nobody needs that. This is what you might call the ultimate DC membership, and it works on your favorite iOS and Android devices, as well as Roku, Apple TV, and Google Chromecast. Join for just $7.99 a month, or better yet, grab a $74.99 annual membership and save 20%. Join today at DCUniverse.com. Back to the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back. Matt, what do you have down there? What are you playing around with?
I'm not really sure. It says Apple Watch. Maybe you know what this is.
That's our new TV
new
show.
Apple Watch.
Oh my God, there's no show. You can put it on your wrist. It says Apple Watch and it says I, Aaron. What is this, brother?
I think it's
the new watch.
All right.
But why?
I don't think that's an Apple Watch.
That's a Fitbit.
That is not
it's
an Apple
Fitbit.
Watch. Yeah, that's a Fitbit on a good day. That's no Apple. Have you ever seen a watch before, Matt? Are you trying to figure out how it goes on your wrist?
Hey, man. 10:12. I don't think it's a watch. I think it's a pair of sunglasses.
I think it says what it is on the end of the box there.
No, it says watch.
No, it says Apple Watch.
Apple Watch.
It does say Apple Watch.
It says Sport Band.
But it's also open.
But it says Sport Band.
Yeah, it has Aaron, candy cigarettes.
Aaron's up to some shit. But that's who you're playing for is Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have, Demi?
Well, it looks like I, Aaron, but it also looks like Aaron with the Spanish exclamation mark before it,
mm-hmm.
but not after.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And in the
like,
middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron.
No, it's supposed to be I, Aaron.
I know.
Okay.
Because you know, iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll come back to this. I don't know what you're talking about.
iPad.
Give me one more example.
iWatch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Not even. Anyway. I'm playing for Steel Magnolias, which I chose because it's a pun that doesn't work on an audio format. It's Steel Magnolias.
Mm.
Leah.
Somebody's name is Leah's?
Just Leah.
Just yeah, good job, Leah. She's singular. She's just the one person. Aparna picked one of my favorite ones that was out there tonight.
It's pretty great. It's like a... it says Mark. And
yeah.
It's like a Frankenstein holding a bong. I'm sorry, it's Mike Myers holding a bong.
It says Halloween.
I'm so sorry.
Halloween.
It says Halloween.
Yeah. Great job, Mark. I really like the way that arm actually moves.
Oh, don't read it.
Oh, right.
It's a good shithead, though.
And the bong goes up to his nose. That seems like what Michael Myers would do, is just fucking put it on his nose and just... Fucking like Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, the arm length doesn't quite work, Mark. Have you been using a bong like this?
Mark's over there somewhere in the dark.
He
was sitting somewhere by himself. I'm shocked Aparna even went over there.
He's got a bong attached to his nose.
All right, so you have the Dinesh doll from Silicon Valley and...
It's a really minimum
effort.
What
else did they do? Yeah. He just put Justin on there.
Yeah,
his name
cut
is Justin.
Yeah, he cut a piece of paper and put Justin on it. There's no pun. I regret it.
Do you already own one of these of yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't need to hang on
to
it.
No, I've got a few of them.
You're going to get that back, Justin. And maybe all the prizes in this bag.
Wow.
Yeah, possibly.
You're gonna get four copies of.
You guys sound
black
like the. You're like the Angel aliens waiting for the claw spectacle. To take them away in Toy Story. All right. So this first game we're gonna play tonight is called Doug Loves Musicals.
No.
And yes. Sorry.
Oh
no.
Oh my God, he's gonna you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't know shit about musicals.
Oh really?
Is that
yeah.
True?
No, it's I know three musicals, and I will wait to list them until the game begins.
Okay. Why are you wearing a glittery top hat?
It's just sometimes you feel a song coming on. The man in the booth was supposed to cue anyway.
Oh no!
All right. I just want to know the three musicals that you know. I don't care about this game anymore.
All right, La La Land, Grease, Grease 2.
That's it?
Is it any of those?
I feel like it's got to be at least it's, one of those.
No, there's no way it isn't Grease 2. We're all thinking about it this week.
No, I'm sure I've done Grease 2 in the past.
Summer pooping. Damn it.
Had me a shit. Wait, your daughter doesn't say that.
Had me an ass.
Had me had an me ass?
Yeah, that's
you
a,
say
yeah.
Had me an ass like that was the most obvious.
It rhymes with blast.
It does.
Had me a assed.
Yeah. That's called a collaboration. I'm Elton John and you're Bernie Taupin.
I will take that as an insult because I did not understand it. Bernie Taupin. Oh.
You don't know who that is?
No, never heard of Bernie Taupin.
He wrote Grease 2.
Cool.
No, he's Elton John's lyricist.
To this day?
No, he quit yesterday. He's like, I've had enough.
More like Bernie Poopin.
Dinesh Dahl.
Bernie Poopin.
I'll name songs from a movie musical, and first person, you know, just guess as often as you like. We've narrowed it down to it's not La La Land, Grease, or Grease 2.
Okay. There's no turns. We just keep going.
You just guess as often as you like.
We don't got to
name
order.
Songs. No, okay. You just jump in when you think you know.
Chicago. It.
See, it's always pre guesses are always fun. There's only so many musicals. So you might nail it.
There's so many musicals.
Oh, I was just naming a city I've seen musicals in.
You'd be surprised. You go to the Wikipedia page, and it's not that long a read. Like they,
really?
Yeah, because most studios don't make musicals
right,
anymore.
Right, that is true.
You know, so La La Land's like, that was the musical that year.
Yeah.
Chicago was the musical in its year, you know, like...
Grease
That's what's
too.
So funny about the Golden Globes having a musical or comedy category is any shitty-ass musical that was made gets nominated in that category, because why is the category called that?
High School Musical. High School Musical.
Yes. I think that won all the Golden Globes that year. But and I've done that one in this game before, because, of course, no one's going to recognize the songs from that. Throw me the ball, you know, shit like that. All right, so...
Oh, yeah. Cafeteria jig. So many clues. Finals week.
Wait a minute, is it Throw Me the Ball very similar to a Chorus Line song?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Give it a ball, give it a ball, give it a ball, yeah.
That's the one.
Is that the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
That was Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Thank you. Wow.
Give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball.
Take it away, take it away, take it away now. All right, so...
Pass the ball, dribble it now.
What I got you covered, give it to the center.
Oh, it's basketball. Okay.
Holy shit. That should be the game. We sing a song. Kumail guesses the sport.
Go for it. Go for it.
We're playing basketball.
Football.
Ooh.
So close. Which movie musical features the songs Waiting for My Dearie? I'll Go Home with Bonnie Jean.
Holy shit.
The Heather on the Hill.
This is old school.
Oh, is it?
Heather on the Hill.
Burlesque.
Almost Like Being in Love.
Carousel.
White Christmas?
No. No.
I'm just listing musicals.
I know.
Showboat.
West Side Story. Star
They're
is
doing
born.
A new... Spielberg's going to direct a West Side Story movie.
With Ansel Elgort.
Mm-hmm. Go, baby.
Has he done your show?
Guys and Dolls.
These are great guesses.
Yeah, you guys are naming all the musicals.
Grease.
Grease 2.
The Wedding Dance.
The Wedding Singer?
Half a sixpence.
Half a sixpence.
Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Mary Poppins?
I would know Mary Poppins.
The Chase.
The Chase.
That's the name of this?
Yeah, yep. That's the name of a song in this.
Oh, it's not the name of the music.
No, I'm not giving you the answer yet. Are you kidding
me? Make a
I got 50 more
musical?
Songs to say. No, there's only one more song.
There's only one more song the whole
musical?
Opens,
it's at the beginning of the musical, Baby and it's at the end of the musical.
Oklahoma.
I mean, a lot of these guesses, I guess you could say, have been close. But this last...
You can't even give us the author, the auteurs?
No, I'm going to give you the answer.
Okay, here we go. Okay. And then I'm going to yell it.
Yeah, because I'm about to say what the...
What is the name of the song?
Because the song is also the title.
Yeah, we get it.
We got it.
Keep going. We understand.
There we go. I got to be able to see everybody.
Okay.
See which one of you answers the quickest. Brigadoon.
Brigadoon.
Brigadoon!
Brigadoon!
Sorry.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
You're Brigadoon, son.
There's not a song about luck or something in there.
You're thinking
luck
of
the Irish kind of thing.
He didn't say that he would name all the songs.
No,
maybe he
just
missed
some.
Some
good
of
clues.
Them.
I didn't miss too many of them.
I couldn't tell you Brigadoon if you put a gun to my head. I have no idea what
yeah,
that shit's about.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a musical.
It's like a
magical
it's
land.
It's Gene Kelly, and he wakes up and he's in a new land where he's getting laid, and he.
This
and then,
great.
And then they're like, get out of Brigadoon.
Like three scenes.
Get the fuck out of Brigadoon. He's like, but I want to stay. And it's the whole thing about whether or not he can stay in this fantasy
it's
world.
It's a magical land.
I think so, yeah.
Sounds like a rip off of Space Jam to me.
It is so. It's so Space Jam. It's just not even
Basketball
right.
Jones. That's a song from
Basketball.
And that's right.
Wait, what do you think Basketball Jones is a song from?
It's a song from Space Jam.
It is?
Yeah.
The Cheech and Chong song, Basketball
they sample
Jones?
That for a song with Barry White.
Okay.
Isn't, who sings it? Is it?
I think Barry White.
No, but somebody else is also on it.
Basketball Jones.
Is that Chris Rock is on it?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Great singer.
Well... He is on it.
He's no Eddie Murphy, but
or Bruce Willis.
All right, you guys. It's time to play Last Man Standing. Now, this game's going to determine our winner tonight, and I'm going to get a name from an audience member who's assured me that this name might be good, and via Twitter. And then we're going to take turns naming movies that person was in. Demi won the first game, so he's going to go first. And then we'll go to Aparna and Kumail and me. I like to play along because I don't know yet who the actor's going to be. Or actress. And then I just want to remind people because they rarely pick an actress. And then Matt Besser is going to go last. Where's the Kyle Fisher?
Here.
Turn up your enthusiasm knob.
Right here.
Yeah. Great job. Right here.
I want to see a third one. Where's the Kyle Fisher?
I'm here.
Oh, he did a thing with his arms. The light came on him and everything. Yeah, we don't need to see him, whoever turned the lights on. All right, Kyle, what do you do for a living, Kyle?
Brother Fisher. Toy Store?
Yeah.
Where?
Tom's Toy Store.
What is it?
Beverly in Beverly Hills.
What you guys got?
You got any cream in it?
Yeah. Hey, you guys, your toys got any cream in them? Do they want some? What kind of
is
toys?
Is it any particular kind of toys?
It's pretty much everything.
Dildos.
Is it like new toys, old toys, kids' toys?
Yeah, kids' toys. They do a lot of board games, stuff like that.
all kinds of stuff.
See, there's two different kinds of toy shops.
That's right.
There's kind that have like the old school kind of wooden toys, yeah. kind of, you know, vintage yeah. stuff. And then there's the stuff with the new, you know, fucking Paw Patrol, whatever the cartoon
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but then there's also that are like action figures that people mm-hmm. like to collect.
Yeah, so not much that, just like kids' toy store.
Okay.
It's mostly for kids.
A Mr. Megorium type deal.
Yeah. Is your toy store magical?
Does your boss
is there a magical door? Portal.
Is Tom alive?
I honestly have no idea.
You have no idea.
You should be able to answer that.
It's Tom's toy store. It's like going into Disneyland. Hey, anybody know anything about Walt?
Yeah.
Does Tom's last
no,
name
no, never heard of him.
Is your boss named Tom?
No.
Okay. Thomas.
Thomas? Tommy?
The tank. No.
Thomas the tank.
Does his last name happen to rhyme with Wonder Emporium? Okay, just making sure.
If I came in today with my 5-year-old daughter and said, what do you have to recommend, my good man? What would you say?
Get out, you weirdo.
I know Tom.
Why are you talking about
this? First of all, where did you find this girl?
Why is she thinking about poop constantly?
She's got the biggest YouTube channel in the world. She's spending her money today.
You guys got any Paw Patrol type stuff?
Type stuff.
Paw Patrol, dude. Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol, motherfucker.
You run a toy store, you don't Rider. Know what fucking Paw Patrol is? Fucking don't lie to us. You don't work there, do you?
Five dogs that solve mysteries?
Yeah,
have
dude.
A little boy on a motorcycle that's their leader?
They're like cops or detectives or some shit. Maybe one's a fireman. Paw Patrol, dude.
I feel like he took a break and was like, I'm going to make up a fun job. And then we all just roasted him. We're like, okay, let's prove that this is your job. And he's regretting this choice.
Yeah, I still don't think he works at a toy store.
Yeah. You've never heard of Paw Patrol?
Name one toy.
Oh shit. Name a toy.
Name one toy.
So tough to do.
I said recommend a toy for my daughter. Just any toy in this fucking store.
Literally just say Lego.
Say something, dude.
Here, I got it. You should say, I'm on a break. I'm trying to enjoy a cigarette, dude.
Did you just say a Dinesh bar?
You're just saying stuff you're looking at. Chairs.
Do they have Snapple?
Snapple.
What toy do I recommend? Mad Besser's daughter.
Apple Watch. Box.
Back of a comedy nerd head.
No. Dude, name one toy to sell there.
Okay.
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 Here
ready.
We go. This is exciting.
He's
don't
ready.
Say Apple Watch.
I start on Thursday.
Oh, oh, we sussed him out. He's got no idea.
He's going to start naming toys on Thursday.
Dude. Well, guess
you
what?
This was research, motherfucker.
This was your interview and you just fucking failed. Name one toy.
Name who Tom
is. You could have said anything, dude. Literally. I knew it when the motherfucker said he didn't hear a Paw Patrol. I knew he was lying.
If I walked in there as a dad, I'd go, this is a front for drugs or something. What's going on here? Let's get out of here, honey.
Don't never know who heard Paw of Patrol Paw Patrol. Is. Oh. Listen, I heard of Paw Patrol, and I don't even work at a toy store.
Yeah, he's just a pedophile.
I want to state on the record that is not true.
I hope just a pedophile doesn't cover it. He's many things.
Yeah.
No, I am many things. None of them is a pedophile.
On the list of all the things you are, a pedophile might not be on there?
Hundo not on there.
Okay, good.
Don't use that joke at work, by the way.
If you go to work and they don't have any Paw Patrol, call the guy who stocks it and be like, hey, we need some Paw Patrol, because the kids are into it. Matt, back me up here.
Oh, yeah.
Kumail is really just here to plug Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
We find out tomorrow in Deadline he's the new voice of Ryder.
Of Ryder, you know the name.
Oh, yeah.
The mail starts on Thursday.
Who's the current voice of Ryder?
Can't tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay. Nicolas Cage.
I'm on the Paw Patrol. Where is...
All right, so...
Where's Kyle Fisher? Let's talk to him for a minute. So, Kyle, do you have the name of an actor or actress for us to bandy about in this game tonight?
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Woo! Voice of Ryder.
Now, he wrote to him in the tweet. He's like, at first you're like, oh, that's going to be tough. And then you go, oh, wait. He's been in a lot of things that I know of. So let's give it a try. Gary Oldman. I'm excited. You guys each have one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose once. So, Camille, good luck with Justin.
Please think of some Gary Oldman movies.
Just think ahead, Justin.
Demi goes first. Can I use my phone?
No.
You can use the watch that someone gave you. You can, that you've now got on your person.
Wait, it's a Gary Oldman themed watch.
Was he in a movie called 1035?
To Paris, yes.
No, I'm starting, right?
Yeah.
The Dark Knight.
Okay. Aparna?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh my God. That's such, nobody's ever said that title that way. So sweet and gentle. Camille?
I'll say The Darkest Hour.
Oh, I'll say it like you were going to say The One. He did win the Oscar for it. You were there. You watched it happen.
I did.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. I wish you'd stop bringing it up all the time. I was only there because I was nominated, but I don't want to talk about it. So, yeah, we really got nominated for an Oscar.
I was excited to see Emily tonight. I was like, she's going to watch my show. It's going to be fun. And then she's next door eating chicken. All right. I'm just going to get it out of the way. Batman Begins. Matt?
Wasn't he in Sid and Nancy?
Sure was.
True Romance.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my lifeline.
We're going to Mark. Whoa, from the darkness even. Bram Stoker's Dracula. Dracula. Full title and everything. I like it. Kumail.
If I'm going to challenge that, he did say Bram Stoker's Dracula.
And he's touching himself while he said it.
He's Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Now give us a movie title.
He's Bram's Dracula Stroker. Where are we?
Me.
Come here.
Here, do you have... I'll go to Justin.
Oh, he's going to Justin. Ooh.
Listen
to this shit. Some people call it just The Professional, but if you want to get technical, you could also call it Leon: The Professional.
Oh, I don't remember that title.
Yeah, yeah. They threw that in
Holy
there.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because his name's Leon.
That was a bad move.
But it looks good on a business card.
I see you're a professional.
Leon,
what's your name? Oh, sorry, Leon. Should have put my name on the business card.
Could you sign it, big fan?
Okay, so that's what you used your lifeline, and that's what we came up with. Okay, good. I know Gary Oldman was the inspiration for how Homer Simpson's neighbor looks. But
Ned Flanders
looks like Gary Oldman in the Dark Knight movies. Check it out.
Which came first?
Check out the meme.
Yeah.
Somebody's already probably done it. Okay, but I got to do a different Gary Oldman. So I'm going to go with, oh, fuck, I hope I don't fuck this up. Oh, shit. What's that fucking movie called? Oh, I can't think of it now.
Grease 2.
Yes. Gary Oldman is a tough one. Oh. No.
Were you thinking of Flanders?
I was just thinking of Simpsons, season 2, episode 5. Oh, wait, no, that was Ned Flanders. Oh, Simpsons, season 3, episode 7. Oh, no, that's Ned Flanders.
He's such a chameleon, that Gary Oldman.
Yeah, I know, it's hard because he is a chameleon.
Yeah.
Most of the time, he's just painted yellow, wearing a green sweatshirt.
This is confusing. He was in Prick Up Your Ears. What? Yeah, you heard me.
That prick was a up perfect your ears. Response to you prick, heard up, him, your prick ears. Up your ears.
Yeah.
You heard him prick up your ears.
Yeah. Why would you say what after that? I just told you. Fucking prick him up, dude. Yeah. It's like, I think originally it was called Prick Up Your Arse, and they cleaned it up for...
What is prick
they
up
rearranged
your
the ears? Letters?
What is prick up your ears?
I believe it... What's that?
Joe Wharton,
the playwright.
And it's a story.
His story. Yeah, and it was directed by Stephen... What's his name? Frears. Yeah, it's
okay,
really good.
Stephen Frears.
It's really good. And your new friend, Fred Molina, is in it.
Mm-hmm. It was originally called Leon Prick Up Your Ears.
Okay, your turn,
all
man.
Right. I got bet this. I have the fucking number wrong, but there was this George Harrison... produced, what was this called? What was the film company called? Like Handmade Films or something?
Yeah.
Track 49, is that what it was called?
I like it.
Did I nail it?
I'm going to take it just because it sounds legit. Demi?
Well, if we're just making up movies with numbers in them, The Fifth Element.
Crowd pleaser.
Yeah, that was great. Well done. I don't have another one because I don't know the name of it, but it's where he plays a very short man.
Thank you.
Okay,
that's the one I was thinking of.
Is it my turn?
Well, yeah, because you're out, Aparna. You don't have the name.
I don't have the name.
She doesn't
I would
name.
Say short.
I'm going to say it.
Turn. Oh, he's so excited.
Tiptoes. It is called Tiptoes.
Yeah.
I thank you, Aparna.
I thought it might be called Tippy Toes.
That's the sequel.
That'd be offensive, dude.
Okay.
Tiptoes. Isn't Matthew McConaughey in that?
Yes,
he sure is.
He is.
There's so many Oldmans that are still out there, but I can't think of another one right now. So for the sake of time, we're going to go to Matt. Mm-hmm. You still got your lifeline, Aaron, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, very good.
Air Force One. What if I didn't accept that? No.
You just do movies with numbers now.
Your friend Harry Ford threw him off a plane in that movie.
Mm. Yeah, my friend Harry Ford.
Mr. Flockhart. Demi?
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
God damn it! Why am I sitting here not saying... Harry Potter titles.
Because you're a fool.
Kumail.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. He's in a flashback. He shows.
Full title?
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Mm. Come on, dude. You know better than that.
How? What's the second Godfather called?
Godfather 2, The Professional.
You just have to say the part. The which part did you?
Yeah, which one was he in?
What?
There are two Deathly Hallows.
You know
Hallows
how the Deathly
movies.
Hallows movies
oh,
work?
Oh, yeah. Part one, dude. Are you kidding me? I thought that was obvious.
It's really the best of the Deathly Hallows. Matt? Yeah,
man.
You can't go to Aaron again. Aaron saved your ass once.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
The Gary Oldman story, this biofilm about him.
He's in it?
We already said Darkest Hour.
So you're out.
Did you see Darkest Hour?
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Very good.
Okay.
I think there should be a double bill of Dunkirk and The Darkest Hour, or even just cut them. Just go back and forth between reels.
Make one movie. Yeah.
Because they both tell the story from different angles. But I thought the talky one was more interesting than the action one, personally. Mm. Demi.
With Nail and I.
What
is he? I don't think Gary Oldman is in With Nail and I.
That's not bullshit.
That's
also with George Harrison.
It is. It's by that same company.
Handmade films
came out the same.
What
time.
Is Gary Oldman in With Nail and I?
I've never seen it.
So how do you know he's in it?
Because I feel like I've seen the poster and that his name is on it. And if he's not, then I'll be out.
All right, you're out.
Damn it!
Is no one checking this?
I'm pretty sure.
Why is nobody?
Can I just say
anything on this show? We just let it go.
Oh, I have a lifeline.
Oh shit!
Too late, dude.
Yeah. Do you think your lifeline's got another wrong answer?
Lifeline, do you have an answer? What did she say? Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Yeah.
War of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I already.
He already said something else.
I already said something else.
Oh,
I'm Kumail. Sorry.
War for the Planet of the Apes.
What? That's a fair move.
Thank you, Demi.
You're welcome.
Back to you, Demi.
Ah, fuck. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix?
Why not?
Seriously.
These Harry Potter films got some fans out in this audience.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2?
I don't know. Is he not in that one? He's just in the first part?
No, he's only in the second part.
Oh, he's only in the second part. So he was wrong the first time.
Yeah, but I didn't get caught, so here I am.
There's a didn't get caught rule?
Yep. That's how OJ got away with it.
Holy shit.
And Demi already guessed wrong once.
That's true. Yeah,
that's true. You guys are both terrible.
By the way, I know this because I saw that movie for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Which one?
With Nola Knight.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
how'd you like it?
It's fucking great.
It's like a comedy, yeah. But it's also scary. Like it's a horror movie.
The first scene in that movie is hilarious. When they're just trying to find a way to get high around their apartment.
Oh my God, and they're drinking the lighter fluid and stuff. Yeah, it's Richard E. Grant, who's really great. And I'll tell you after the podcast something about that movie.
Oh.
Ooh.
Just say it now. You jerked off.
I can't do it.
Do you got any other ones, Demi?
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire?
Yeah.
Woo! Cool.
Yeah. Who's dancing now, Kumail?
See, he is... The Prisoner of Azkaban. Something Black? What's his name? Sirius Black?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Demi?
Ooh.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? A movie I want to watch. I'm just talking. I thought this was... We talk about movies. I want to see that movie. Oh, yeah. It's my turn to guess. I don't have something.
Oh, shit.
You should have just said A Star Is Born. We can't fact check that.
Yeah.
Wait, but he saw it.
No, I know. I'm saying we
so
have.
So he knows he's lying if he said it.
Sure, but does he care?
No, I just want to win.
Or is that Gary Oldman and Dave Chappelle makeup?
That would be a misstep. Couple mistakes there.
Is Dave Chappelle, is he in the movie much?
He's not in the movie much, but he's really good, and it's like an important part. He's in a few scenes, but it's a very important part, and he's really good in it.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see him.
He's so, like, muscular.
Yeah.
It's really strange, because his head looks like Dave Chappelle, but his body looks like somebody else.
Yes.
He has the same head, but then the rest of it is... I'm just going to say what I said again.
Muscular.
He's a big guy.
So Demi's our winner?
Demi's our winner.
Yay!
I'm going to look up and just see what else he's in.
Yeah, well, the audience will tell us right now if we ask them.
Immortal Beloved.
Tinker Taylor Soldier Spy.
Yay.
He played all the parts.
Say Hannibal?
Interstate 60.
Another number movie.
Oh my God, Hannibal, that's right.
Lost in Space.
I've even seen that movie.
Lost in Space. Ugh. Yeah, he played Doctor. What's his name?
We got a lot of his movies.
Wait, yeah. They made a Hannibal Buress biopic?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about Bill Cosby's trial.
Oh.
Justin, I already said Darkest Hour.
Justin, there's no shithead on the back of this. Who? Oh, okay. Interesting.
Prick up your ears.
Yeah, I told you. It was right after Sid and Nancy, probably.
Tiptoes.
Tiptoes. That movie's crazy. I still haven't seen it, but it looks bonkers.
That implies that you are going to see it.
I want to. Matt, pass down the Aaron thing. And do
track
your...
track 29.
Oh, shit. Wow.
The track you were looking for was track 29.
Lots of mistakes in this episode. On the album. But what do you got? Do your plugs again, Matt.
My Dead Wife, the Robot Car, and Stitcher Premium. The movie I was just in was called Good Girls Get High. I don't know what you can see that on, but that just was at the LA Film Festival. And then Improv for Humans. Thanks, guys.
Give me a digi eBay. What do you got to plug? Pump up the jam, or what's it
punch
called?
Punch up the jam. Yeah. Punch up the jam. And that's it for now.
The Apple Watch.
Oh no, it's on.
Oh wait, it's on
his wrist.
It's on Matt.
Yeah, Matt's keeping that. This is just the box.
Thank God.
Parna, what are you plugging? Netflix. You're on Netflix.
Yeah, you can see me. I got a half hour on Netflix, or you can hear me on the new season of BoJack.
Very nice. So much. And Kumail, what's going on with you?
Well, you can watch Silicon Valley on various things, and I don't have anything coming out for a little while, but I have two movies coming out next year. I'm in a movie called Stuber that comes out in May with me and Dave Bautista, who's a very, he's awesome, and and then I'm in Men in Black, which will come out next June.
What? Like a reboot of it?
It's not a reboot per se. It's like the London office, you know. So this one was the American branch, and now that's
sure.
The because it's a
Kumail's and Will Smith face.
I'm actually no makeup is no difference. I just say I'm Will Smith at the end of every line.
Acting.
No, it's Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth at the new Men in Black.
Oh, okay. One of them is a lady.
Yeah, one of the men in black is a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, men in black.
12 Guests of Christmas, New York City and Los Angeles are both on sale now. That she's excited. Or he. I'll be back here at UCB Franklin on October 30th. And thank you to all my guests, Matt Besser, Demi Adejibe, Aparna Nancherla, and Kumail Nanjiani.
Thanks, everybody.
And as always, Gary Oldman is a shithead. Traffic on the 105 freeway is a shithead. Could name any freeway around these parts, and you'd be right. And where's Justin at? I'm going to get you your Funko Pop back. Good catch. And Kanye and everyone who didn't snatch that dumbass hat off of his head at SNL are a shithead.
When you need energy on the go and don't have time to wait in line, grab Espresso Monster. Espresso Monster is a premium blend of espresso and cream made with freshly brewed espresso coffee, hormone-free milk, and a unique energy blend complete with taurine and B vitamins. Each can has 3 shots of espresso and comes in vanilla espresso or espresso and cream flavors. Close your eyes, take a sip, and enjoy Espresso Monster today.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.